Contact Apollo today for all your heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. Apollo was rated number one again last year and has been delivering the best customer service in the Twin Cities for over 40 years. Visit callapollo.com and schedule your appointment today.
Damn, I don't think I have any hot gossip right now. I think Wes is right. Minnesotans might be too honest.
Keep reading.
My best friend is leaving her husband. She already has an apartment, rented it, and he has no idea she's planning to leave.
Oh my gosh.
Whoa.
Eek.
Yeah, that's tough.
Here's another one. We are adopting a baby. Or is that the same one?
I might have repeated, I guess. I don't know.
We are adopting a baby. We haven't been matched yet. Let me start that over. We are adopting a baby. We haven't been matched yet, but we are on a wait list and aww, haven't told many people yet. I'm sure the people that do know are in that boat of knowing about it and wanting to tell someone.
Oh, see, that's exciting. That's a separate one, yeah.
That's like exciting news that you're sitting on. Oh, cool. Congratulations. Good for you. Hope it all works out.
Another one, I reconnected with my friend from home up north. Now we look forward to going up there together. I knew him for 40 years.
Are you talking like reunited?
I'm assuming that's what it is.
Okay. Yeah, and it feels so good.
So good.
You don't know yet, but your husband is kicking you out of the house in 2 weeks.
Oh no. That's how I don't like think of the secrecy of literally walking around behind their back. No, I love you, babe. I'll talk to you in a little bit as you're planning to get them out.
Like, I wonder in that situation and that first secret about, you know, you're leaving. You have to have some sort of an idea that your marriage is probably over.
Yeah, I get that. Boy. Wes's face is so in shock right now.
Oh, God,
now.
What?
Yeah, I'm sorry. That's why I'm kind of stumbling through these. I didn't get a chance to pre-read them, but then some of them that I'm seeing, I'm like, oh, my gosh. I've been giving our son with a nut allergy small bits of peanut butter to prove that he's fine.
Oh, my God.
That's a dangerous road I wouldn't go down.
Oh,
my God. Who told you to do that?
I don't know. Is that like one of those fights, though, where it's like the one thinks it's worse than it is?
Oh,
come on. Toughen up. Eat some nuts.
See, I did that to myself with pork. Like, I think I told you guys about Charlotte, and I was convinced that I couldn't eat pork. I gave myself small bits of bacon and ham and all that, and then I was like, maybe I'm not actually allergic to this meat. Maybe I can actually eat that, but I'm an adult. I gave it to myself. Couldn't imagine giving it to my children.
Yeah. And just, well, fingers crossed, let's hope you're not like deathly allergic to this.
Right.
Yikes.
Ooh. Another one, my brother is in prison.
Oh.
No, if that's gossip, that's actually part of the public record.
Well, yeah, but you probably don't want to tell anybody that.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
My sister told me she's looking at engagement rings with her boyfriend this weekend. I'm the only one who knows, and I'm excited for them.
Oh, I hope they're going to Continental Diamond.
Here's a great one. I met my wife as a pen pal from prison and enjoy the unicorn visits.
Oh.
Okay. Prison loving. That should be a reality show.
I bet it is.
I didn't know conjugal visits were still a thing.
Sounds like they are.
Yeah.
I mean, or ever a thing.
I think it's only certain prisons. How do I know that?
Yeah. Boy, I think we just found out a bit of gossip.
Hey, if I went away, I'd want to go to one of those ones.
This is like for sure Stillwater.
I think it depends on the level of prison. I don't think Stillwater's allowing conjugal visits, but again, I don't know 100%.
Yeah. I mean, I have always said, just give me about a month in prison and I'd come out ripped.
No, you wouldn't last a month in prison. You wouldn't last an hour in prison.
I wouldn't eat because I'd be too scared to go to the dining hall.
Imagine.
I don't think it's called that in a prison.
Des walking around with her hand in some woman's back pocket going, shh, good morning. You would be done, and I don't even think you'd make it a night.
No, I would be in my little cell doing push-ups like I'm getting ready to go to war or something, and I'd come out like, oh.
I don't think you realize the war you're about to go into.
Well, I mean, let's hope I never have to, but it would be, maybe I'd just go to like a retreat.
I'm here for my dining hall experience.
Dining hall. As soon as you call the dining hall, you're instantly losing all cred in the prison. All of it.
Where's my stateroom?
My stateroom?
Where's my hotel room?
Do I have a balcony?
I don't have a good view. Maybe I can go to the other side.
Oh, sick. You wouldn't make it a night.
Where's the gym? Is there a pool?
You wouldn't make it a night. Oh, man.